Hello.
Hi, is this John?
I don't know. Who's this? Who's calling?
Hi, Joanne. I'm calling you from Gnomebook Writing. I believe you placed the order with us for your book publication.
Yes. I just have been doing adding some things to it, so it really just isn't ready yet. So it isn't. I have the contract signed, and I'm actually adding an extra chapter or two.
Okay,
so,
perfect. That's completely fine.
Yeah.
I just wanted to follow up and see where we are at with the manuscript. And when exactly do you think we can get started with it, or how much time do you need?
Geez, that's a really great question. because what we found, my cousin and I, because she would help me be editing, and we found that we were working in two different documents. Even though we're on Google Docs, we found some, I know the book inside and out, so I had found some missing parts, chapters, and then we found some repetitive things. So we actually just discovered this on Wednesday. So now we've had to go back and fix things, and I am so grateful that I didn't just send it because it was missing at least three or four chapters, and we couldn't. I'm using my iPad, I'm using my Mac, and she's using her computer from home. So even though we were sharing Google Docs, we weren't always in the same document. So that has got to be fixed. And I've been working diligently on it every day. And so I wanted to add some more stuff because I have another session next Friday with the MDMA, which is pivotal at this point, in that I just received an email that the MAPS program, which is in charge of making sure that MDMA gets approved by the FDA, has had a perfect study. So my next journey is next Friday, so of course I want to add that in there.
Absolutely.
And so I think, in all fairness, I'd say within 60 days.
Okay. All right, then. I'm going to make a note in my system here, and
okay.
I don't need to rush you, Joanne. Take your time. I just want to follow up and see where we are
at. Thank you.
Okay?
Why don't we touch base in a month, okay?
Of course.
And I'll know at that point. I'll have my – and then the other thing that happened, which was very interesting, was that I watched this movie called She Said.
Okay.
And that movie is about sexual assault.
All right.
And I'm literally 15 minutes into the movie, and it's about all of Harvey Weinstein victims, you know, Ashley Judd, all the people that he has sexually assaulted.
Right.
And my eyes are like, you know that story, right?
Yes, I do.
About Rose McGowan
Horrible.
And all the women. Horrible. Well, I'm in the middle of watching this, and all of a sudden my eyes are just fixated on the ceiling, and I have to pause it.
Of course.
That moment, my sitter therapist called me. I said, Linda, something is really weird happening to me. Like, all this stuff is coming up, and it's really unsettling to me. And she goes, Joanne, you have cleared the way for the rest of your trauma. Since you've worked through the murder and the rape and the kidnapping, you have allowed all the other horrible things that happened to you in your life to come to the surface. So it's really good, and that's what we're going to work on in the next journey. So I ran down to the computer, started typing everything that happened to me, a lawyer, a doctor, you know, everybody that just did bad things to me. And so I went down, and there were many times that I could have prosecuted, and I elected not to because I just didn't want the publicity or the drama or my family, and I put it all in the book. I'm not mentioning names unless they're dead, so I'm being very careful about that. But you see, now that I've allowed a lot of this stuff to surface, I can clear it out of me, and that's really important for the book.
Of course it is. Of course. I completely understand, Joanne. And this is going to be amazing. This has to be
amazing.
A part of your book. Exactly. Oh. It has to be there.
Yeah.
So you take your time. You work on that.
Thank you.
I will get back to you, let's say, after a month, okay? And then you can let me know where we are.
1 month.
That is correct. All right,
then.
Thank
you so much for calling me. Okay,
no
honey.
No worries at all. Thank
you
so much for informing me.
Okay.
I feel much better now. I was like, okay, did I lose you?
Okay. No, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm just steady working away, and that's,
wonderful.
You know, it's my job right now.
Wonderful.
So
thank
you for
so
calling.
Much.
And happy new year. Okay.
To you, too.
Lovely
you. Have yourself
to you.
A wonderful
thank
weekend.
You.
Bye-bye.
You, too, love. Okay. Bye-bye.